Hello and welcome to Darts, the Decatur Arts Podcast. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jerry.
And this is going to be a nice quick one.
Yeah.
We just thought we would get on the mic and talk about something happening this weekend.
Starting tonight,
5 o'clock
at
Central Park.
Uh-huh. It is the VIP preview party for Arts in Central Park. And for those who have committed, promised, guaranteed that they'll be purchasing art this weekend, we have invited them to come and be a part of our evening from 5 to 7 tonight over in Central Park. There'll be some eats and drinks, some beautiful music, and also they will get first pick of the artwork that is going to be on display and for sale Arts in Central Park this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
Right. From 10 to 5 on Saturday, 10 to 4 on Sunday in downtown Decatur. And so that's what has happening tonight. But tomorrow and Sunday, we've got Arts in Central Park. This is a fine arts fair that's been going on in Decatur since 1962.
Which is incredible.
It's pretty amazing. It's been in Central Park for about 25 years. It is presented by the Decatur Area Arts Council and our partners over at Gallery 510 each year. Mm-hmm. And we have nearly 60 artists this year in the park who will be exhibiting and selling their work. And it ranges from photography, woodworking, watercolors, lots of jewelers, pottery, you name it, mixed media. There's a whole plethora of things.
Plethora, Jerry.
Word. Yes. of artwork that you can enjoy and purchase over the course of the weekend. We have a lot of returning artists who have been a part of our Arts in Central Park family for many years, but we also have somewhere between 5 and 10 new artists who will be in the park this year. So lots of stuff to see. And again, you want to buy, mm-hmm, because that's what the event is all about.
And price points. I mean, there's really something for everyone at this event. You know, I mean, if you're looking for a lower phone ringy dingy. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for something on the lower scale, if you're looking for something on the higher scale, there's going to be a place for you to jump into in order to get something somewhere.
Absolutely. So come on down. There's lots of other stuff going on besides the art, visual arts by the artists that you're going to find. This does nearly 60 artists, as I mentioned. We have activities for the family, mm-hmm, lots of stuff for kids to do.
We have the Children's Museum coming out. They're going to be doing some activities.
Arts activities under, mm-hmm, the big tent, mm-hmm, that's at the west side of the park. Also under that tent, you're going to find the Zoo Lady and her crew doing face painting,
which is always fun every year.
Dollar a kid. And also Ed Lozano Jr. is going to be doing caricature drawings.
And again, always fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's $2 per person. So lots of fun things there. Across the street in the Ann Lloyd Gallery inside the Arts Council's building, mm-hmm, will be the Kids Art Shop. And that is a shop that is made up of artwork that has been contributed by artists that are over in the park. This is artwork specifically intended for kids to shop for. It's kid priced, around $5 per item. Come on over with your kids. Adults are invited to sit over to the side and, mm-hmm, relax while the kids get the shop rather than being guided about by.
And this is
parents.
Something that, you know, if you're thinking forward, this could be Christmas gifts,
right,
that the kids could get. You know, they don't often get a great opportunity to
buy
to purchase
fine
art
for, right, somebody they care about.
Yeah.
Sure. So lots of stuff for kids and adults to do over the course of the weekend. Also, we're going to have some other arts represented.
That's
in,
right.
Not just the visual arts.
That's right.
But
they're still a little visual.
Well, absolutely. but also set up in the park will be a couple of tents by two of our local community theater groups, Theater 7 and Decatur Underground Theater. Theater 7 will be performing songs from their upcoming musical, Lucky Stiff, over the course of the weekend.
And that opens in a couple of weeks.
It does. It's coming right up. So if you want to get a little sneak peek, they'll be doing songs from the show in the late morning of each day. They'll be 11, 11:30, 12, 12:30. Each time, every half an hour, they'll be doing songs from, mm-hmm, from that show. Decatur Underground Theater will be talking about what they have coming up. Also, in the afternoon, we have a Dixieland band called the Sidewalk Stompers. They'll be playing both days from 1:30 to 3:30, and they just wander the park, finding a shady spot,
yep,
and then they letter blast. And
which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you can hear them all over the park.
Yeah.
It's fun to go and sit and listen to them play, and sometimes they even sing. So Sidewalk Stompers are always a lot of fun. We've had them back to the Arts in Central Park a number of years. So great time. There's all that for you to come and participate in. One thing we want to make sure we do, thank the people that make this happen. Mm-hmm. Children's Museum of Illinois, obviously, one of our great partners helping us with kids' arts activities, but also our sponsors, Amherst Hardy Foundation and John Ulrich Foundation. They really make a difference in putting Arts in Central Park together every year.
Now, I have to ask, if someone wants to come out tonight and walk about, but they're not necessarily a part of the VIP portion, they're still encouraged to do so?
They are welcome to wander the park. It really isn't the evening with the food and the drink and all that kind of stuff is intended for those who have contacted us and let us know that they intend to buy art and are invited to be a part of our VIP preview party. Mm-hmm. Should you decide that you want to come down and be a part of that specifically, and you can come to our information tent in the southwest corner of the park and say, I didn't call in ahead of time, but I'd like to be a VIP. And then we'll sign you up and you'll get your badge and ribbons that you award to the artists that you purchase items from. Mm-hmm. Artists are quite proud when the green ribbons start stacking up in their tents so that they can demonstrate that, hey, I'm pretty popular amongst all the people who have shopped here at Arts in Central Park. So okay. That's what the preview party is all about.
So what are the times again for this weekend?
On Saturday, we are 10 to 5, and on Sunday, we are 10 to 4. That's the time the park is open, and the artists will be selling their wares. Kids' art activities start at 11 each day. In the tent and also the art shop across the street in the Ann Lloyd Gallery. One other thing I thought I'd mention is across the street tonight from 6 to 8, Ron English, who is an internationally famous artist and Decatur native. Google this guy and, mm-hmm. and you'll get pages of hits. He's a super nice guy, super fun guy, but he's kind of notorious because his artwork is a little edgy but cool. And he's going to be in Decatur across the street inside Theater 7's lobby with this Pop Mart pop-up designer toy shop. Mm-hmm. For one night only, he'll be in Decatur selling his...
He does vinyl toy figures. He's got books. I believe he's going to have like some art prints available.
He's going to have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You get to meet Ron, probably get an autograph on whatever you buy. But he's traveling across the country, north to south. And on his way, he thought, I'm going to stop in my hometown, Decatur, and do this thing. So...
And this is, I mean, he is renowned across the globe.
Right.
You and I, we follow him on Instagram and see him over in Japan a lot.
He's painted murals all over the world.
Including here in Decatur,
Illinois, the big orange elephant over on Saragota Street, the side of Ken's Aquarium building. And he's just so gracious to do that for us a couple years ago. And again, he just kind of enjoys stopping by and checking out the old hometown once in a while. And he's bringing his crew and his toys for sale with him this year. So tonight from 6 to 8, that'll happen about the same time as our preview party, which is 5 to 7.
All right, so there you have it. Arts in Central Park. We've got Ron English. Come downtown, have some fun, buy some art, support artists here locally and abroad.
Right.
We've got, five states represented?
Absolutely, yeah. And if you want to get just a little bit more information before you head down, check our website, DecaturArts.org, and find out about Arts in Central Park there. And then just kind of show up. We'll have a couple of food trucks. Mr. Softy usually swings by
now and then.
And then also, there are plenty of downtown restaurants within walking distance. So
it's a great way to come out, spend a couple hours. I mean, get down here if you can.
Yep, absolutely.
So, all right, that'll do it for this edition of Darts for the Decatur Area Arts Council. My name is Jay.
I'm Jerry.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you.